From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry, starring the young sheriff himself, Farron Young.
I was offered the love of a girl who is barren, a girl who said she'd be true. So I went to my heart to get the right answer, and here's what my heart said to do. Turn her down, down, you foolish man. Turn her down and leave her alone. Turn her down, down, as fast as you can. Turn her down and send her back home. And I told my heart that this girl was so lonely, and that I was so lonely too. But my heart said, forget her, forget that you met her. There's only one right thing to do. Turn her down, down, you foolish man. Turn her down and leave her alone. Turn her down, down, as fast as you can. Turn her down and send her back home. In my heart you can find you a girl who is single, a girl you can call on your own. If she can be true to the one that she married, then she'll never be true to you.
Turn her down, down, you foolish man. Turn her down and leave her alone. Turn her down, down, as fast as you can. Turn her down and send her back home.
Hey! Thank you. Thanks a whole lot, folks. That's one of our brand new records, and that's the first time that we've ever sang it. First of all, we want to welcome all of our good friends here to the Grand Ole Opry, and another great big welcome to our Country Music Fest here at the Ryman tonight. Mr. Grant Turner, tell the folks what a treat we have in store for them tonight, will you?
Please do, Farron, because all their favorite opera stars are here. There's the Jordanaires, June Carter, Chet Atkins, Del Wood, and the entire Opry gang.
Yes, sirree. And then when you add our special guest for the evening... Well, so you got a show that's just packed full of entertainment. He's a young fellow who can sure put forth a mighty good song. The one and only Mr. Blue Suede Shoes himself, Carl Perkins. That's right. Well, so we're going to have Carl out just a little bit later on, but first, I think it's about time for us to get these four good-looking boys standing over here who seem to be everybody's favorite spiritual singers. They're called the Jordanaires. They got a real great song called Fighting for the Lord. So here they are, the Jordanaires.
I've got fire in my heart and water in my hand. One eye on the devil, the other on the promised land. I'm fighting mighty odds, but I've got a mighty sword. Since he made me a soldier, I'm fighting for the Lord.
But I've just been changed from sinner to a soldier of the Lord. And in this change I'm making, I know this great reward. His spirit deep within me is like the mighty sword. Since he made me a soldier, I'm fighting for the Lord.
I've got fire in my heart and water in my head. One eye on the devil, the other on the promised land. I'm fighting mighty odds, but I've got a mighty sword. Since he made me a soldier, I'm fighting for the Lord.
Now come on all you sinners and take me by the hand. Oh, Satan, he can't stop us. We're bound for the promised land. Don't stand on the sideline. Come join the great parade. For long ago, the pathway to God's glory land was laid.
I've got fire in my heart and water in my hand. One eye on the devil, the other on the promised land. I'm fighting mighty odds, but I've got a mighty sword. Since he made me a soldier, I'm fighting for the Lord. I've got fire in my heart and water in my hand. One eye on the devil, the other on the promised land. I'm fighting mighty odds, but I've got a mighty sword. Since he made me a soldier, I'm fighting for the Lord.
Say, Farron, it's easy to see why the Opry stands head and shoulders above all the other country-style shows, isn't it?
It sure is, Grant. You know, just like it's easy to see why Prince Albert is America's largest-selling smoking tobacco.
Yes, sirree, Farron. Every minute of every pipe-smoking day, Prince Albert is taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco. Pipe smokers like the cool, comfortable smoking enjoyment of P.A. They know that P.A. is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. And they like the way P.A.'s own special process holds and heightens the rich, natural flavor of the choice tobacco.
All right, you are. And, of course, the pipe smokers like the way that Prince Albert is crimp-cut to pack neat and firm, and it smokes smooth and long-burning.
Friends, Farron and I have just given you a few reasons why you'll enjoy P.A. in a pipe or making cigarette. For natural tobacco taste, get Prince Albert, America's largest-selling smoking tobacco.
Well, sir, a while ago I was telling you about our special guest, a fellow who is a real great, great guy, and we're indeed honored to have him here visiting with us in the Ryman tonight on our Prince Albert Network show. So what do you say, let's make him welcome the Sun recording artist, Mr. Carl Perkins. How you doing, young'un? I ain't seen you in a coon's age. We're glad to have you up here.
Farron, it's been a coon's age since I seen you, and I'm mighty proud to be here.
Bless your little heart. Hey, what you gonna do for us? I tell you what, I've got a song in particular I want you to sing for us, one called I'm Sorry, I'm Not Sorry. Would you do
all
that?
All righty, here
all
it
right.
is. I'm not sorry that you have said goodbye. Well, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry you're gone, and I don't want to cry. Well, I wish things were different the way they used to be. I still love you, and that you still love me. I wish I could say, and it would not be true. Well, I'm not sorry, you and I are through. Yeah!
Fine, Carl. Now let you and I grab us a partner over here and join in on the Grand Ole Opry Square Dancers doing a little hold down to the tune of Fire on the Mountain. We'll be right back. Nelson, it's about time that we pause here at the Grand Ole Opry for a serious moment or two. And we'd like to do one of the old-time hymns for you, and I've asked some real special friend of mine to come by and help me sing it tonight, the Jordanaires. We hope you like the one we picked out for all you wonderful people tonight. Where could I go but to the Lord?
Living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can driving along to face temptation sore. Where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. For my soul, needing a friend to help me in the end, where could I go but to the Lord?
Thank you, folks. Thanks a whole lot. Well, sir, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
You know, Farron, perfection is pretty hard to come by, wouldn't you say?
Oh, I wouldn't think so, Grant. It's all depending on what you're talking about. I think now with Prince Albert and OCB papers, you got the making of a perfect smoke.
Right you are there. PA rolls easy, and it smokes mild and tasty. Nature herself put the flavor in PA, and Prince Albert's own special process holds and heightens the rich natural flavor of mellow ripe tobacco. You get plenty of natural tobacco taste in every making cigarette.
Yes, sirree, and being crimp cut, PA won't blow around or dribble out the ends.
So, fellas, roll your next making cigarette with mild, tasty Prince Albert. Taste tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
It's a natural taste, and that's the test that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. So easy rolling, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Hey, everybody, let's all gather around that old upright over there and lend an ear to the fine piano playing of Miss Dale Wood and her latest RCA Victor release, Intermission at the Opry. Play it, Dale. Thank you there, Dale, hon. That's real fine. You know, I think that we should have a visit from another real pretty lady about this time, and I bet she'll have a lot of to tell us about her adventures this past week, because she's a gal who's known for getting in on everything. The one and only June Carter. Come on.
You know, I'm awfully proud to be here, as Minnie would say.
We're awfully proud to have you.
Only, you know, Minnie Pearl being gone and all, you just don't know how proud I really am to be here, because this week I've been over there with Ernest Tubb watching them little young'uns. His name's the meanest young'uns I've ever seen in my life. I'm just lucky to be here, let's put it that way.
June, you ought not talk about little kids like that. There's nothing more wonderful than the little pitter-patter of feet around the house.
Yeah, of course, when that pitter-patter stops, you know them little brats just doing something they oughtn't to be doing. I've had a terrible time over there. It all starts when you first get married. It's when all that mess starts, every time.
When you first get married?
Yeah, it's like that old saying, Fern. You remember that old saying that goes, before you get married, everything's just sugar and pie. Then after you get married, it's just rude hog or die, buddy. I was over there at Ernest. He's had a big party out there this last weekend. Yeah, great big party.
His house?
That stingy tightwad finally had a party. He had thousands and thousands of things to eat, and they was all beans.
Oh.
He had people from all over there. There was one feller that was there from England, Fern.
England,
yeah.
My word.
And Ernest had a bunch of stuff in from his garden that he had, and he had a sweet tater. You ought to seen it. Why, it was as big as two teacups, his awful sweet tater I ever saw.
Ooh.
And that man from England, he's kind of smart, Alec, and he said, oh, you ought to see the way we grow them over in sunny old England. Said they're three times the size of that. They're as big as platters. And he said they was the biggest sweet taters, and then Ernest, he had a bean. That bean, it was a string bean. And it was a good foot long. It's the awfulest bean I ever saw. And his old guy says, oh, you ought to see the way we grow them over in sunny old England. Said three times the size of that, the 3-foot bean we've got. And I fixed him. Smart aleck, I fixed him.
What'd you do, Joe?
That night he crawled in the bed up there, and I went out there at the pond, and I got me one of them old Tennessee snapping turtles, you know.
Uh-oh.
And I drug that thing back to the house, and he's there sleeping in the bed, and I kind of sneaked it up under the foot, you know, under them covers.
Yeah.
I just kind of let it crawl up in there, and about 15 minutes went by, and you never heard such a holler and a carrying on and a kicking and a screaming in your life. And he come running out through there, that turtle right on his toe, and he was a hollering. He said, what in the world is it? What is it?
What?
I said, it's one of our Tennessee bed bugs. You got anything to beat that in sunny old England?
Carter, I'll tell you for sure.
That there old stingy tightwad Ernest Tubb's got a nice house, though. Have you seen that thing?
I sure have. He's got a modern house.
It's one of them modern houses. You can't hardly tell what anything is. It's so mixed up. It's everything just looks kind of flat and drawn out, you know. I was there for 3 days before I found out I was sleeping in a dresser drawer.
Oh.
I finally got it all figured out, though, and when I did, buddy, I slept like a log.
Oh, you slept like a log.
I really did. I must have. I woke up in the fireplace that morning. that old tightwad, though, he's a good old boy, even though he is a tightwad.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think you should call him tight. Ernest does a pretty good fella. I mean,
I like Ernest. He's my old buddy. He's my old Texas too before. I like him, but he is stingy.
No, he isn't. June, you can't blame the man. After all, he might as well spend all his money. He can't take it with him when he goes.
You don't know him very well, do you? If he can't take it with him, buddy, he ain't going to go.
Ernest Tubb, that was all in fun. Don't you pay attention to that June Carter, Hud. I'll tell you for sure. Well, I think it's about time we had another song here from our special guest, a fellow who is a real wonderful, wonderful boy. And like we said, we're glad to have him here now. Let's make him welcome and get him out on the stage for another song. Kyle Perkins. Come on out, Kyle. Come over here, young'un. Hey, what would you, you've done what I wanted to hear. You did what I wanted to hear. What would you like to do this time?
Farron, I'd like to do my very first recording. This one is titled Turn Around.
Turn Around. Let's hear it. That's a good one.
All righty.
I'll be following you. When you feel your love is gone and you realize you're wrong, turn around, I'll be following you. Turn around, I'll be waiting behind you with a love that's real and never, ever die. If you feel your love will last and you'd like to live your past, turn around, I'll be following you. Maybe God will make you see that your love is still for me. Turn around, I'll be following you. When you're in my arms again, there will never be an end. Turn around, I'll be following you. Turn around, I'll be waiting behind you with a love that's real and never, ever dies. If you feel your love alive and you'd like to live your past, turn around, I'll be following you.
Oh, that's real wonderful, Carl. I hope you get to come back and visit with us every time you get a chance, young'un. It's always a pleasure. Hey, that sound over there can only mean one thing, and that is that we're about to have a little music from the old master, the guitar himself, Chester Atkins. Yes, sir. Fine, Chip. Thanks an awful lot. It looks like it's about time for all these fellas over here to gather around, and we'd like to sing a song. We've been singing an awful lot lately, and we hope you folks will let us sing it just one more time. You've been real nice to us about this little song. It goes something like this.
Sweet dreams of you.
someone new. Instead of having sweet dreams about you, you don't love me, it's plain. I should know you'd never wear my name. I should hate you the whole night through, instead of having sweet dreams about you.
Time for us to be getting out of here for this week, but we won't tell you folks we sure had a wonderful time. Make sure and be on hand next week when Hank Snow will come calling for you in the old buckboard, and he'll be bringing along Hawkshaw Hawkins as his special guest. Till then, this is Farron Young reminding you the only thing we like better than country music are wonderful country people like yourself. Be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Here's wonderful news for you smokers. Exciting news that's all wrapped up in a colorful new package.
That's the bright, smart new package of red, white, and gold that contains the new, all-new Cavalier cigarettes.
All-new Cavalier's great new blend brings you great taste. The king-size smoke with a king-size taste.
Yes, the all-new Cavalier gives you plenty of flavor, naturally rich taste that draws so easy through the cooling extra length of Cavalier's top crop tobaccos. The flavor's all there.
You get rich, smooth, natural-tasting flavor all the way, puff after puff.
When new, true smoking enjoyment with all new king-size Cavaliers with their great-tasting new blend. Light up and discover the wonderful extra smoking pleasure you get with the new, all-new Cavalier.
The king-size smoke with the king-size taste. This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.